to wrap up 2011, to wrap up 2011, a year of budget cuts and continued high unemployment, WHQR is taking a look at some of the people, places, and products that have thrived. Despite a difficult economic climate, it's been a good year for Freaker USA, a Wilmington-based startup making bottle insulation a national trend. WHQR's Laura Hunsberger stopped by Freaker headquarters to take a behind-the-scenes look.
At the office of Freaker USA in Wilmington, the walls are painted bright orange and seafoam blue. While Lauren Krakowskis and a team of staffers are hard at work, a scruffy dog lounges on a threadbare sofa.
That's Nelson Mandela.
Okay. Yeah. These are our Freakers.
A guy listening to headphones is tagging a huge pile of Freakers, the newest batch of knit cuffs that stretch to fit any size bottle. Each sports a different pattern or woven picture.
So it's kind of like a glorified koozie, but that word has become kind of a curse word around the office.
Lauren's been with the company from the beginning, when her friend Zach Crane got the idea from a failed attempt at knitting.
He went to a knitting group when he first moved to Wilmington. He was living in his car traveling around, and then he was horrible at knitting. He just really didn't like it, so he started cutting up old sweaters and sewing them together, and then giving them to all of his friends, and people really liked it.
Zach started selling the original Freakers at a local store and found a hosiery mill in Troy, North Carolina, to make them. He also gathered a team of artists, writers, filmmakers, and other entrepreneurs to create a business strategy incorporating the media of a new generation. Lauren says the unifying theme in Freaker marketing is that everyone is having fun.
A Freaker is a hard thing to sell if somebody doesn't know what it is, and it's a new product, so nobody knows what it is. Well, you can't market the product because it's, you know, a knit obscurity. You can market how much fun you're having, though.
And the team really does make fun of marketing. They've created dozens of videos as part of their ongoing web presence.
Merry blah, blah, blah.
Make the holidays unforgettable by giving her the gift of Freakers.
Lauren says the videos comment on cookie-cutter advertisement schemes.
We were watching a bunch of infomercials, and they would all smile and tilt their head to, you know, 45 degrees to the right. Like, this is so silly, but it sells it. And so we tried to mock these infomercials. That particular Christmas video was obviously a mocking of these typical jewelry commercials.
Freaker USA got off the ground this spring with Kickstarter, an online funding platform. Freaker made a video and set a goal to raise nearly $50,000 in 3 months. Hundreds of backers pledged more than $62,000. Kickstarter's Justin Kasmark says less than half of all projects make their funding goals. Freaker also went on the road, traveling across the country in a box truck redesigned as a house. Zach Crane and the team hosted grilled cheese parties as part of the tour.
Oh, I don't know how many grilled cheese sandwiches, probably like 5,000 grilled cheese sandwiches got made on the trip. So we would go into coffee shops and, you know, wherever we were at as we were traveling and go around acting silly and talking to people and giving them Freakers and kind of spreading the word.
Freaker is now carried in about 50 U.S. stores and has distributors in several countries. And despite competition from national retail chain Urban Outfitters, which recently produced a similar knit bottle cover, the team is confident the brand will remain unique.
I think that we're also exporting and boxing up, like, so much love, because for each box that we send out, no matter if they buy one or if they buy 30, we always include, like, a handwritten love note telling them how special they are, and we put so much effort and emotion into every package that we send out.
No matter how big the company grows, Lauren says Team Freaker will continue to add a personal touch to every product they sell. Laura Hunsberger, WHQR News.
Blah, blah, Freaker, hey!